When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sissoko finally waited. Eriksen low, great ball into the middle. What a save by Heaton. Tonight's Davison Sanchez, Lucas Moura, and belted into the net. Brilliant goal. On debut, Tunde Ondombele has scored the equaliser for Spurs. Lucas Moura clips it. Oh, great goal! Stephen Bergwijn has arrived in North London! That is absolutely incredible on debut! Aurier! What a finish for 3-2 from Serge Aurier!
First hand hit to Son. Kane, good area for Spurs, and Kane's not afraid to shoot!
Wow, what a goal, Harry Kane! That is exceptional! Try and place it! Wonderfully taken by Eric Lamella! Never afraid to take on a shot, and with good reason!
Terror in the Burnley back line, and Son breaks forward.
Oh wow, what a run! Heung-min Son, from inside his own half, has scored one of the best goals of his Spurs career!
Good evening. Good evening or good morning. What is going on? I don't actually have the answer to that question, but welcome to a new Spurs Order pod under the Touchline Frecker banner. I'm joined by a lovely cast today. Few older faces, not literally by age, but people who have appeared in the past. And it's been a while since they've been on. But firstly, I'll introduce Scott Hall, who's fairly regular. How you doing, man?
Oh, piss off. I just thought it was going to make me mad, you know. Listen, I've got nothing good to say. I'm furious. I've had enough. I can't even say I've had a good week, because I've had a great week, but this club has ruined everything.
Like, international break as well.
No, it doesn't matter. How are we getting slapped during a break? How does that even make sense? How do you take two L's during a break?
It's long.
We defended a 1-0 defeat, and now we're taking L's during an international break. We're in new territory here, but I hate it.
All right, moving swiftly on, joined by Macho Man, okay, Ohio. Firstly, congratulations for your cup win with the Raptors, and secondly, I'm surprised you're joining us on a Friday night, but I'm pleasantly surprised. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, man. Just trying to recover from the cup final. The people don't need to worry about why, you know, you're not sure why I'm here on a Friday, but I'm available. You know what I'm saying? I'm available. That's all that matters.
Hey, Ohio, quick question.
Oh, no.
I heard you can say yes or no to this, but I heard you on the celebration night. Like Stone Cold, you were clanking milk together. Please.
The whole job.
Hey, yeah, you know me, man. Any flavor I can get my hands on, man. You know.
Oh, you a real drinker.
No lactose intolerance around here, dog.
Oh, shit.
Woo! Era, aka HBK. First, congratulations on being a father. And secondly, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm just here to make sure my enemies are dead. You know, a couple of these men are gone. They left the club. I'm just here to my inner soul brothers to make sure it's real. You know how it gets.
Come on.
Fair enough. I've just realised maybe a black tea might have been more appropriate than for myself. I don't even know where to start. But unless you've been living under a rock, we've got rid of our manager, his assistant staying on with Ryan Mason. And a whole bunch of stuff's gone down since the player leaks, Paratici's case being aired out to the public. But yeah, there was an article brought out by a friend of the pod, was a friend of Touchline Fracker in Sammy Mukbel, and previously appeared on the Touchy Gooners. And it came out with all these things that the players took issue with. In full, they weren't happy about running 2 kilometres before each game as a warm-up. Well, they didn't specify if it was a warm-up or not. Let me just say that. But they weren't happy about running 2 kilometres before a game. They weren't happy that Conte moved training to 11 a.m. After their loss to Sporting. Sporting Portugal, as I've been corrected as, out in Portugal. And apparently he held a team meeting, or what was meant to be a team meeting. Once the last player entered, he got told the players to get on with it themselves. And boy, I'll just go around the pod and see what the initial thoughts are on that, because I'm confused to a point.
I just want to know if he's definitely gone, because I keep hearing all this Stellini's here. I heard that the only people that have left the club, both their last name is Conte. This sounds like some personal attack. But the last time I saw this guy, he was on EasyJet. He was on his flight. He was gone. But I want to make sure he's not coming back. We've got 10 games left and all his staff are still here. I'm hearing complaints everywhere.
You want to see him on the Levy private jet?
Romero said that. I need confirmation. I need to see in blood. I need to see in blood.
It's so bad.
Sarah, I'm fully with you. Only because, it's weird. Like, when Poch got sacked, you felt, he's been sacked. When Jose got sacked, you're like, Wander Ramos, you felt they got sacked. With this Conte sack, I'm just like, bruv, it feels like, I don't know if anyone's watched Smallville, but, spoiler, but you know when Lex Luthor died? And then for a couple of episodes, you were like, is he dead, though? is he really dead?
No, I keep expecting him to just pop up in the...
No, because if he turns up on Monday at Goodison Park, on my life, I genuinely won't be surprised. Like, I actually won't. I really, really won't. Like, I just... This is... Because I've been that busy, I've not paid that as much attention to Spurs this season as I've wanted to. Whereas literally the last 48, 72 hours has probably been the most interesting part of the season for me. I have read so much shit today as if I suddenly support Spurs all over again. But yeah, this is... I feel like we've been in all sorts of messes over the years. Nuno, nearly Gattuso, all sorts going on. Couldn't win at Wembley, selling Kyle Walker for 50 mil, gradually downgrading on right backs, all sorts of things going on. The resurrection of Emerson Royale, there's been hella storylines, but I cannot lie. Apart from Pedro Mendes scoring and not scoring, VAR should have been given against Old Trafford when Roy Carroll's on goal, I don't think I've come across anything as egregious as a Spurs fan as the last couple of hours. Like, we have nothing. Like Ian Bill said it, we've got nothing left. We've got no men's manager, no women's manager, no director of football, nothing. Like we have nothing. I don't understand how it's got to this point. Like, and I don't like saying that Daniel Levy this, Enoch this, because at the end of the day, there's always going to be fault on both sides. Like, word to Donald Trump and that. But I just don't understand how the ball has been dropped so many times in one season. Like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
You know what's funny? One of the best way I can describe this kind of feeling right now is, it's never happened to me, but I was there to see this. I'm not going to mention people's names or anything like that, incriminate people. I was seeing two people fight once. And in the middle of this fight, one guy swung for the fences, missed, landed on the ground. I was like, that's pretty bad. But that's not as bad as what happened next. The guy that he missed turned around and gave him one of the most brutal backhands I've ever seen in my life, which ended the fight. And that's what it feels like to be a Spurs fan. We swung for the fence and we've landed flat on our faces, turned around and just seen this God almighty backhand clap us from nowhere. Never in the life of football, not history, people. Life the entire span from the person that decided this was a sport that is going to embrace the world to this moment right now. Never has a club ever, and I mean the words ever, word to Chris Jericho, been in this position. We sacked our manager towards the back end of the first week of the international break. We then backed the fraudulent director of football who's been under Oro for 2 years. There is nobody on this podcast that can be in court for 2 years and still be in the job. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you here, bruv? Me, Yao Buzia, in court, sitting, saying, Your Honor, I did not jack that Milky Way bar. I promise you, yeah, to be in court for 2 years, to get a ban from one country. So man are saying, I can't even go Italy and do Saka Saka. Can't do nothing, yeah? Now FIFA said, you can't do none of this worldwide. That even includes the small islands like Mauritius and places like that. You can't do nothing, yeah? And this club decided at that very moment that they were going to stand by their man, like Dolly Parton in a country western movie. Think about what you're doing here. How dare you? And then a few days later, they've decided, you know what? The heat is a bit much on us, you know? Hey, Paratici, I beg you. I just put out a little statement and told people that, you know, you're stepping down for a little piece, but on the side, we'll still pay you a little bit of money, you get me? So you don't go out there and tell people that we ain't really let you step down. You're still around. And I think what Era said about Conte is true. I think Conte is at home, and come Monday, he's going to call Stellini and be like, well, go on, bruv. Yeah, I still want you to play 3-4-3. Keep Son on. Make sure Højbjerg starts. Yeah. And trust me, bruv. Yeah, just make the man sit back. We can do this. Conte is still being paid. Until somebody has a photo of Conte holding him by his wig and blood all over his face where he's been punched up, I'm not going to believe that this guy's left the club. Trust me.
To be fair, did he not leave the club? Well, have it in his mind that he's going to leave the club once he finished that press conference.
Bruv, like,
he doesn't want to come back.
He got on the plane. And booked a one-way ticket to Italy. Wait, what I just said to you. Yeah? He got on the plane. He went to the airport and they said, where are you going? Italy. He said, okay, when are you returning? Never. What?
Pre the timing. My man's gone to Italy. A couple days later, that's when the ban just goes global.
He knew it.
Bro, he's gone over there snitching it down for him. He said, listen, I'm taking this whole thing down with me. He probably left the toupee here.
Yeah, easy.
Doing madness. Yeah, bored.
I agree. That's why we ain't seen no photos of him. You know Conte does photos on holiday. No photos have come out. Why? Because he's bald. He's got no hair there, bro. The toupee, the wig, the glue, everything's back at freaking Hotspur's way.
I said he's letting the scout breathe, you know.
He needs to let it breathe. Guy was, he was venting. The players are crap. They're rubbish. They don't know what they do. You're rubbish, man. You fraud.
But what
did he lie, though? Did he lie?
No, he didn't lie.
He didn't lie. Don't you all think he pussied out, though? Because he never said the players. He was saying 20 years. He said decades.
Some
of you ain't even teenagers no more. You get me? You've been out here. He said, you got to be out here
North
London. Your team, yeah? And you ain't seen nothing. Not one thing. That's what... And then anyway, what I'm trying to say is 20 years. He's saying 20 years. We ain't seen nothing. Bro, tell me what player in the squad he's talking about. What player's been there 20 years? He's not talking about no players. Why is he chatting about players after the meeting? He pussied out. And that's the only thing, yeah, that I think was wrong about that statement. Everything else was right.
He ain't... Listen, Conte is one of those Italian man that by name and by, you know, virtue of screaming a few times, he's been given the title of hard man. He ain't about that. Conte is not about... He's not Roy Keane. Roy Keane was really about that life. Roy Keane slapped his kids. I hope he never slapped his wife because, you know, that's domestic violence. We don't promote none of that stuff, yeah? But I know this guy definitely slapped his youths because that is a father that took no nonsense, just like me. I slapped the hell out of my kids. Let them know, you know what I'm saying? That's what I love about here. But I need to let you guys know from the bottom of my heart, Conte never got that level of violence in him. He is all talk, no bark.
You're saying there's Tuchel no bark. Exposed him?
Of course he exposed him. Look at this. You got to take into consideration this. A man goes into a press conference after his team went 3-1 up and decides he wants to shut up shop in a game where we didn't look good and it ends 3-3. Goes into a press conference. He throws everyone under the bus outside of himself. He is, as far as he's concerned, he's exempt from what we have watched all season. It's all on the players. It's all on the board. I'm like, all right, cool. So my thing is, when you came to the club the first time, and this is where I've said it in the group, people seem to forget that up until Kulu and Ben embedded themselves properly into the team, we were going down the exact same road we are in right now. The almost to the identical T. Because January, we got punched by Chelsea 3 times. Consecutively. Pam, pam, pam. They slapped us.
Oh,
yeah. Then we won a game against Man City and then lost to Burnley. like we were literally going down the same road that we're in right now. So where Conte seems to think, the club 20 years. Yeah, all right. Yeah, we know what our board is about. We actually know what our board is about. But I would have kept quiet had Sky Sports had not done what they did. Well, Sky Sports are absolutely assholes. But they put up a graphic which showed that Conte has been given 9 players in his tenure. Nine players have had their debut in his tenure. 9. I can't even... That stops me from even arguing he's not been backed. Has he been backed correctly? Maybe not. You could argue that. But 9 outfield players and you persist with Toby's favourites?
By the way, just one thing. The graphic you're referring to, he signed 13 players. It was wrong, by the way. But it showed he signed like 13 players and spent over 200 million. But it was in fact a couple less players and a little bit less money. But yeah, I hear your point.
You can't tell me that this guy wasn't backed here when a man was on bail. He had 1 bail condition, bro. Do not do business in Italy. Listen, our best players that he signed came directly from that. I don't even think he signed players from anywhere else. I'm surprised he went anywhere else. Bro, he went straight to Italy. They said, listen, they told him, don't be working in this country.
Don't go there.
One place you shouldn't do business is Juventus. The one place.
He said, I'm going there.
He said, listen, I'm back, baby. I'm back. Those 3 players. You can't tell me that Conte wasn't back, man. I'm not having it. Listen, I haven't been on the podcast for a long time, yeah. I haven't been here for a long time. I've been watching Spurs. It's been worse than that. It don't even feel like Stoke. I feel like even Stoke would have had a little Bojan or something. You know what I mean? From back in the day when I was watching Stoke. It don't even feel like watching Stoke. There's nothing. Even the players that I thought were good. I'm watching Kulusevski. I'm thinking, Sweat, who's this, bro? Is this Deki? This must be Deki or them, man, fam. Like, who's this, bro? Like, I don't get it. I really don't get it. And what kills me is... Conte came in highly favoured. Like, let's not lie. He came in highly favoured, bro. I'm talking about... I've seen this guy sit through matches. Like, I'm talking like that... Sheffield United match. I've seen him sit through performances like that from the first minute to the 90th minute, not even stand up, not even adjust the toupee when it's leaning to one side. He don't care. He didn't business about Spurs, and that's what it comes down to. Yeah, I've been sick of this guy, and I really think, yeah, it's mad. Like, even Pastor Mace, yeah, bro, I'm looking forward to this team going back to Pastor Mace. I'll call him Pastor Mace because every time someone leaves, it comes like they want to pass the club back to him. So, but listen, I'm looking forward to seeing this guy just because it's going to be different. Hopefully, I'm hoping it's going to be different, but I'm even half-heartedly expecting Stellini to come out in the toupee. I wouldn't be surprised.
The magical toupee. Like, the only thing I take issue with, you know, what he said in the press conference, and then what Sammy Mockbell came out with his article about that whole team meeting. Why did he not just say what he said in the press conference, almost word for word, in this team meeting? Because the players apparently came out of that team meeting like, yeah, boss, yeah, we need you to release the shackles, please. Like none of the other issues even got addressed. It was just like, yeah, we're actually just going to ask you to try and sort it out now.
I'd love to have got some kind of leak from this team meeting, because it's like, it's been said, I think, a number of times, like in the last, I'd probably say since the Jose times, actually, because I feel like I remember Lloris saying something, because, you know, there was the whole like, you know, why is it whenever we go 1-2-0 up, Jose shuts up shop, and then Kane was coming out and saying, oh, no, we're not told to do that, this, that. And then I think Lloris just turned around and said, like, you know, there's not enough leaders in the team. Like, I think it literally just comes back to that, bruv.
Mm.
Everyone's just too... And this is me speaking of absolutely no bearing of what goes on in the dressing room. I could be completely wrong, and maybe Højbjerg is the only one that's saying something. I don't know, innit? But it just feels like, you know, on their little burner accounts I bet you there's a WhatsApp group without Kane. There's a WhatsApp group without Kane. There's a WhatsApp group without Højbjerg. It's probably a WhatsApp group without Romero. Probably just made one with the South American and Spanish man to start cussing, and like, I bet everyone's all cussing each other out behind the scenes. But then when it comes to sat in a room face to face, no one's got anything to say. No one's like, right, you man, we need to pattern up. Like, this is what we need to do. Do you know what I'm saying? I genuinely don't feel anyone has the cojones to just do that. So when Conte's now like, all right, if you lot sorted yourself out, they're like, yeah. Nah. Like, I'm not being funny. Like, as a pro, if you're too shook after a team meeting to tell your manager, Wagwan, what are you doing? Like, what are you actually doing? Do you know what I'm saying? If you tell the manager, if you as a group tell the manager, Wagwan, and he starts dropping people, my friend, just get a transfer, man. Go somewhere else. Keep leaking to the media. Because at this point, it's like, okay, you're not going to play me. I might as well still have fun. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels that there's a severe lack of character in the club. And that stems from many things, like, you know, down and tools through a series of managers. And I get some managers you probably do want to down tools for and stuff. But it's like, what something should have been sought. Because the team, that sort of team meeting thing, that's a kind of last resort thing. Where you just talk, figure it out. And nothing came of it. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's easy for non-Spurs fans to talk about bottling and mentality and this, that, but like there's levels to the mentality thing. There's different sections to it. And when it comes to just holding yourselves accountable, because I'm tired of man coming out and saying, oh yeah, we need to do better, we need to do this. It's like when, you know, it pisses me off to say this now, but you know when Arsenal players used to put the Instagram caption with the emoji back on top, them things. Like, it's like when them man kept doing that, but nothing was happening. When like Rashford had to keep posting Instagram and notes apologies for poor performances. Like, on one hand, I'm kind of glad these players aren't doing that, because I just get more angry. But I'm like, just do something, man. Actually do something.
You know one thing? I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think I know who the mole is. It's going to shock everyone, though.
Is it, though?
It is. It's really going to shock everyone. Let me go around. Who do you think I'm going to say?
Well, I was thinking it might be Dyer. But
Dyer can't fight. Dyer is still trying to fight the people that topped up his brother.
Every time.
Until he does that, he's in a conversation for him. This is a big boy conversation. He ain't about that. He ain't about that, bro. I told you people, listen, not so that I don't go off track, but I'll say it now, yeah? There's no way me as a professional player, I can go that high into the stands, yeah? And be doing, where is up clapping somebody? Yeah, honestly, bro, straight brawl for all. I couldn't care who gets it, bro. It could be Stacey's aunt. I don't care. Clap, bro. Somebody has to get it. Do you know how many flights of stairs he went up for him to just be doing this? That's why we could see goals, because he can't see nothing. He can't freaking envision freaking attacks. Nonsense. But the player this player is definitely setting us up. I promise you now, this player is setting us up. And he's doing it because he's bloody selfish. Harold Kane. I'm telling you, it's him. I'm telling you, because the media won't do it. They won't release the information. He's the darling bud of England. They're not going to do like, oh, yeah, no, Harry Kane's doing his best. It's all going to be positive stuff. They're going to throw everyone else under the sun. But I'm telling you, he is definitely the guy that's leaking this information, because snitching is gone. We knew snitching was a snitch. It's in his name, yeah? Like, we just knew it, yeah? He's gone. Freaking Fabio can't snitch. He just does fraud. I don't know no fraudsters that snitch on themselves. I'm just saying. So, he can't snitch. Levy is a curse. That guy is a bat. He's just not good for us on the footballing side. Business wise, all right, cool, knock yourself out. But on football, my God, no way. It has to be Harry Kane. I know some people might say Son. Son cries too much. Can't trust a man that cries too much.
Let's talk on Levy for a second. Because, Era, I know me and you were going back and forth. To be honest, I wish you could show people listening to the pod the screenshots for today, because it was a tasty convo still. Pause. But, like, on a real, though, if you were Daniel Levy, right, and, you know, you're trying to do this whole new direction of the club thing, all this kind of stuff, yeah? Now, considering the history that Juve have, right, we were all there for, what did they call it, Calciopoli back in the day? When they had to sell, you know, everyone, Zlatan, Cameron Nacy, everyone had to dip, yeah? Like, considering, like, there's the history of the Tottenham, then there's the history of the Juve, yeah? Everyone knows about the history of the Juve, huh?
Real
you have a guy that, so he got officially hired July. I'm going to assume that such a big, well-paid role for a big club in the UK that is chasing Champions League aspirations, I'm going to say the interview process was at least 4 months, 3 months to be generous. We'll say 3-4 months, right? And he only, all the investigations going off, he just got cleared of one of, like, essentially corporate malpractice. Yeah? Let's call a spade a spade. This is corporate malpractice that he's been investigated for, yeah? And they were like, okay, you ain't done this one, but we're going to get you for something. And even if, you know what, Era? Even if Levy didn't know that there was another, you sit there and think, due to the history of the Juve, yeah, there's a high probability you did something. Because let me look at the signings that were popping off when you were in charge, yeah? Listen, I know everyone and their grandmother, when they saw that Arthur Melo, 80 mil,
Miralem
Pjanic,
60
mil. That was beefy.
Everyone saw that and was like, this is the biggest money laundering scheme ever witnessed on live television. Like, what fuck? Everyone knew. So, like, I don't. Is it a case of Levy was like, you know what? Yeah, I just need somebody to do this job. I need something. Was his fault? And you know what? We're trying to get Conte. I need an Italian. If that's as far as it went, I don't understand. But I'm just like, someone is being investigated, has been investigated for corporate malpractice, and the case didn't fall apart because innocence was proven. The case fell apart because literally, and I read this on two different things So this may or may not be true, but essentially the people got the evidence on player valuations from transfermarkt.com, and then they were like, yeah, boom, you can't really use transfermarkt.com for valuation. So because there's no actual way to determine valuation of these guys, the case fell apart.
That thing fell apart. That's
yeah, we read the same thing in it. That's the only reason he was not found guilty. Stevie, like, why didn't you just think maybe the juice is not worth the squeeze right now? I just don't understand. That's the bit I don't get.
Look, I think here, I think he knew about that initial case. And I think this guy, I think he genuinely thought, money laundering, that can't happen next to me.
Get money out of the club.
listen. He said, "There's no way." And to prove it, I will prove it. Listen. How long did this guy spend on the ropes over £10? I'm sure he took £10 off that transfer in about 8 weeks. Listen, he was not having it. Not one penny was going to be laundered out of this club under his nose. Yeah, that's what I think he thought. But when it comes down to the rest of it, from there onwards, yeah, this is where it gets tricky for me. Because earlier on, I'll admit it, I was saying I don't get why everyone's switching sides in it. Because the talk originally when I came into the chat was that, this is a stain on Levy. Bear in mind, this is before my man stepped down, let me just say. But people are saying this is a stain on Levy. This is the biggest mistake that he's made. And I didn't really get it because I just thought that, cool, he knew about that though. And we know that it's under appeal and the appeal ends in April. So them saying that the ban is extended, it shouldn't have affected that, in my opinion. But I will say, that for him to step down off of the news that the ban was extended worldwide, that means that there was no plan. There was no plan to see out the appeal. There was never a plan. I'm making this up. I'm making it up as I'm treating these men like they're competent, bro. That's what I'm doing. But I'm treating them like they're competent. Listen, it was less than 3 hours. I was arguing this less than 3 hours ago. I'm not going
Now, people
really need to dig the U-turn that Era has had to do. Like, it was back and forth, boss.
As the individual that wasn't involved, because let me break it down. Yeah, Ohio and Era, they're making it sound like they were beefing. It weren't beefing. So they were doing what we always do in the group. They were arguing their points. Yeah. And this is the one time in the group, one of the very few times in the group, where both points were beyond valid. So we were at a stalemate. We were legitimately at a stalemate until Berrettini said I'm stepping down. And that clapped all of Era's argument. Because now you have to be like, what? what do you mean? You're stepping down.
He steps down, but he hasn't really stepped down though.
No, basically the way it works out, yeah, and I thought about this just before
leave of absence.
It has to be a leave of absence so that legally, yeah, if we go to do business, say chasing a manager or transfer player, then he is not technically involved in any of that. And therefore, we're fine to go about our business as per usual. So he doesn't have to leave his job, but stepping down from his role means that that role is being done by somebody else, i.e. Levy.
So two things. So to my knowledge, it's a step back and like the team that was assembled, no Avengers, but like Greta Steinsen and them man, the recruitment team, have now taken on this role. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, they can say, oh, yeah. I think the wording that was used was he's creating a team that can do the job in his absence. First of all, no one ever makes a team that can do the job that well in their absence. That's a fact.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be there.
Exactly. And secondly, I can't lie, whether it's Nagelsmann, whether it's Enrique, I'm hearing that Amorim has beef with Levy, and I don't know why. Whether it's fucking Thomas Frank, whether it's what's the Nottingham manager's name again?
Steve Cooper.
That mother. Man. Whether it's Coops. All of that. Imagine you came to me, be like, yeah, we've got this job offer for you. And I'm like, hold on. You have a guy on like temporary leave for corporate malpractice. Yeah. You have no peas. Your best player has 1 year left in his contract. The last three guys you've hired have all gone against your supposed DNA. Like, what? Why should I come and work here? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like when people put up jobs and they're like, oh yeah, like 25 plus days annual leave and all this basic stuff, pension. It's like, oh yeah, you have the bare minimum of a job requirement, but this is not an attractive proposition. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, on one hand, I do understand the due diligence of we're gonna support you. You know, you've got the appeal going, there is time to prove that you're not guilty, all this kind of stuff. But it's like, okay, of all the signings, he's made three good signings. Good, objectively. I'm not saying certain men are shit. There'll be some below average ones you can argue over there. But it's like, he's made three good signings. Is that now enough for Levy to put all his eggs in Fabio's basket and be like, nah, I'm sticking by him? Like, what? It's like when man gets called into beef on the road and the girl's like, I know him. Okay, Levy, you know him. Is that him? No fuck, man.
I was listening to Ali Gold's YouTube. I actually listened to a lot of Ali Gold's stuff. Mm. One, because I don't agree with 90% of what he said, but I think he gives a nice different perspective of things. And he was talking about the relationship between Fabio and Levy. Yeah, I know. Hey, this is Ali Gold's words, not mine. Yeah. He was saying that, according to reports, Levy's intimidated by Fabio. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, big man, listen, I don't even know how I'm going to say this. I have to think carefully because, you know, this is cancel culture, so let me think twice. Errors know me for a long time, yeah? Certain man of our state, they had names in it. They believed they were big boss. It's cool, bruv. I hear that. You didn't come past the ramp to my side. Impossible. Control yourself. Because on my side, we were big bosses right there. You didn't do none of that nonsense right there. And so my thing is, if them man on them sides were intimidated about me, don't show it. Because I will take your chocolate, bruv. I'll do that. I'll take your change as well. Yeah, don't do that. So you mean to tell me our big chairman, top of the ladder, director of football is here, director of football is making top of the ladder, afraid, shocked?
Hey, the reason killed me as well, because he's saying he's scared of him because he's been in a real football club. You know when a man can call your bluff?
It's true.
That's nasty. That's nasty business. That's nasty business. That's
nasty. Not my words.
I know it's not your words. That's nasty.
With Paratici and kind of what he's done at Spurs, though, aside from these allegations of corporate malpractice and false accounting and market manipulation and all of that stuff,
big stuff.
Are we narrowing his contribution to the club down to just his signings, or like were we against him staying? Like, aside from these allegations, or were you kind of for him to stay?
Bro, Hush Puppy got kicked out of a country for fraud. Hey, you might need to take time and think about what I'm saying here. Hush Puppy is not allowed in Dubai ever again, yeah, because of fraud. And we're cool with a man that's under investigation. Come on, bro.
Are you saying outside of the allegations, the criminal activity and the corporate malpractice?
We have our pod title,
clearly. Besides all of that, like, what was my opinion? Basically, it kind of felt like my issue with Paratici was that this guy I know certain men have a type. You know, I get accused of only liking blue cap, green cap, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not opposed to, you know, a little chocolate in milk, you know what I'm saying, macchiato. It seemed he was only about the tagliatelle life, yeah? He didn't know how to... He if you gave him a pull of plate of full English, he wouldn't know what go on, yeah? He went out to where they sell the paella, you know them thing there, sangria, and that. And he was like, yeah, like I can mix up in here. Do you know what I'm saying? So my problem was, because he only knew how to eat tagliatelle and lasagna in the transfer market, I was like, a day will come where, you know, we are going to need to shop properly outside of Serie A, and I'm not sure I trust you. That was my issue originally. Obviously, Benten, Kulusevski, Romero, when he wants to fix up, you know, he turned the tide a bit on that one. My biggest problem, though, was his taste in managers. Like, mm-hmm. That was a big one for me. Like, a man was genuinely... I think this is... This is on par for me with corporate malpractice. Yeah. This guy tried to hire Gennaro Ivan Gattuso.
What?
And the only reason it didn't happen is because the fan base kicked off. And I'm like,
fan base went nuts.
Like, how out of tune are you to think, yeah, you know what? What was it? I think they said Ten Hag didn't impress them enough. You know what? I'm missing out on Ten Hag. I'm gonna get Gattuso. That I've never ever forgotten that. I've never ever forgotten. So with me, when Conte was now ready to dip, okay. So I'm now imagining the band didn't exist. The band didn't exist. When it started going wrong with Conte, for me, it was like, you know what? I feel like they've both just got to go. Like, I feel like we can't have the hard reset required if Paratici was there, regardless of his criminal behaviors. Do you know what I'm saying? So for me, outside of the ban, I was like, he's on a bit of a timer, to be honest. Like, if we want to just get back to doing a proper rebuild, I didn't feel like we could do it with him. I'd say we probably could have done it with a better director of football, and better would be, you know, subjective to whatever discussion we wanted to have. But outside of the criminal stuff, I personally wanted him gone.
You know one thing I don't like about our fans? It's not going to sound nice, bruv. Levy is accessible, you know.
Oh my God.
No, listen, take time. Think about what I'm saying here, yeah? I can't remember which club it was. I'm sure someone...
Man United.
Which club was it where they clapped one of the...
Yeah.
Oh, Everton. Yeah, okay.
Listen,
yeah.
Everton are crap anyway, yeah? But I had mad respect for what their fans did. They said, I've had enough. I've paid my mortgage to get a season ticket, yeah? And you man are allowing me to see this on a regular basis. They took that person and said, listen, I know you are earning bags. Clap that. Levy is up in the stands like this, doing photos like this. Nobody's touching him. Nobody's going close to him. You must be... Listen, it's a good thing I'm not on that side of the stadium. You man think I'm joking? I'm not playing, bro. If he is accessible to me at this current moment in time where he's taking my club, I'm taking a lifetime ban. Straight up. You man will thank me 5 years down the line. I promise you will thank me 5 years down the line. I will do the job Dyer couldn't do for his brother because I'm about my job and he's not about his job. Yeah. So I don't know why he's freaking in the position he's in. Yeah. This is nonsense. We've let this go on for too long. When we had a new stadium, fans walked in there. I saw people for the first time walking in the stadium crying. What are you crying for? It's a building. It's just a new building. What are you crying for, Stacey? Sort your face out. I don't understand. Fans were crying, walking into the stadium. I was there at the AC Milan game. Fans were telling me, oh, Højbjerg's decent. I was like, oh my gosh, must be Toby in disguise. I'm going to slap you. What kind of nonsense is this? Stop that. You see this with your eyes on a weekly basis. Why are we doing this to ourselves? We should know. We're grown adults. We should know what crap looks like. When children do nonsense, do you go and tell children, oh, you know what? That's not too bad. Don't worry. It's rubbish that you just did over there. No, you educate them to go do better. But we as fans were like, oh, it's all right. It's okay. It's fine. We do 419, but we're not Nigerians. Make sense of it, bruv. What's going on over here, bruv? This is nonsense. I've had enough. I'm telling you now, the reset on this club needs to be immense. And it's so bad because Potts said, oh, we need a rebuild. All right, cool. Yeah, we need a rebuild. At that time, it was just the players. Is that fair to say? Yeah, it was just the players. Then we sat Potts. So I was like, all right, cool. We might need a rebuild with players and a manager. We went and got Mourinho. Mourinho was like, yo, all right, I'll try my best. Got to January, said, yo, this ship is about to fall apart. I need some help. We gave him nothing. You know, we actually, that's a lie. I was going to say we gave him nothing in January. But you know what we did give him in January? Lo Celso. We gave him Lo Celso. He was already there. Yeah. So we completely killed that. Cool. We're like, we definitely need a hardcore reset. So we decided, I shouldn't say we. Because there's some fans that are actually smart and have good jobs and look after their family. Because Levy doesn't do that. Yeah. So Levy decided that at this point of the freaking rebuild, he's going to go to Italy. He's going to go to a club that's been committing fraud all its life in the 90s, the 2000s, and the 10s. He's going to go to a man that's been at this club for 11 years, that he's been chasing, mind you. Yeah, because this is not something that's new. He's actually been chasing Paratici for a while. And mind you, when he got Paratici after he had stepped down from Juve. Mind you, when he'd stepped down from Juve, the investigation into the fraud had already started. So he knew in the back of his head, I'm about to get clapped. Do you know what just happened? He said, I need to go to a country in which I can survive extradition. Because that's what he did. He went on the run like any flipping coke dealer would do. He went on the run and he's like, I'm not getting caught in this country. No way. And Levy, you know what Levy is? Levy is the fling, the side chick that fell in love with Paratici. I was like, oh my God, you are the savior to my life. You're going to come in, bring in all these Italian players and we are going to eat pasta all day long. And you know what we have eaten since? Rotten fish. Because this place stinks. Stinks, stinks, stinks.
Just quickly on Levy, yeah. Like, you know what? If he turned around and was like, nah, man was innocent, didn't know about the second investigation popping and hired him, cool. When the bans were distributed for corporate malpractice, yeah? Of all the people that got banned, I can't lie, outside of Pavel Nedved, I've not learned the other Donny's names. Yeah.
Algeri or something. I'll watch it. I'll send it to help.
Out of all of them, Paratici got the longest ban.
Do you know what that means?
He's young thug in this whole thing, bro.
Can I move? I don't see the
I swear none of them are working together as well.
No! None of them!
It's funny as well. Like, when these guys resigned and Nedved and them and Andrea and Nelly resigned, I saw quotes saying, need to get Paratici. He was the worst of them all. But I wasn't sure if they meant that or they were just trying to throw Paratici under the bus to alleviate pressure off them. Like, this was the fucking Juventus equivalent of Levy saying that, oh, it was Paratici's fault. Like,
Jesus,
what kind of ship are you steering? I don't know.
Wait. Actually, is that the calls? Is that the leak calls team?
It might be.
Oh, I swear. This is the thing I was reading earlier, you know, like when I was saying that. You get me? The other thing. I was reading that the week my man left Juventus, obviously they've got their new people in, and phone calls are just going around the club, innit, talking about the extent of what my man's done. Like, listen, we can't even tell the fans what's like, this can never. Never. Lord Clark, come out. Don't ask why they turned Jamaican, but they needed to turn Jamaican in that moment. This could never come out. They will break up bone, tear off flesh before they will tell man the extent of what Paratici's been dealing with in there. Yeah, but they didn't know that the phones were hacked. Man were listening in. That's what it is. So when I first heard that, I'm not gonna lie, I thought, yeah, Like, cool, what? You never got a new job and said to yourself, like, hey, what? Who was working this job before? Because everything's a bit mush up, you get me? Like, I don't know what's going on here. It's not me. You know what I mean? I thought it was one of them things. I thought they was running that. But, wait, it turns out, man, you know what I'm saying? Man, I was the ring leader.
Oh.
And, like...
Corporate practice is hot.
That's not a joke thing, still. That's not a joke thing. Especially when you're caught for it. Like, when you're caught for it, that's techie. But one thing I would say, like, just giving my answer to your question earlier, how I thought about Paratici, I always thought he was dodgy. Like, I don't know. The reason why I thought he was dodgy is because I still don't understand how Romero signed for Spurs. I don't get why Bentancur and Kulusevski came to Spurs. I just don't get it. I still, to this day, I don't understand it. Romero was the beefiest one. There's not one thing I understood about that dude. I didn't understand why he was at Atalanta. I didn't understand why he came to Spurs. I didn't understand why he left Juve. I didn't understand why he was shit when he started playing for us. I didn't understand. There were so many things that was happening. I just didn't get it, right? Bro, I was confused. But at the same time, one thing I will give Paratici, you lot got to tell me if I'm gassed as well, yeah? But I feel like he's had an effect on Levy. I don't know if it's him or if it's Conte, but I feel like an effect has been had. I'll give you an example of the effect, yeah? For one, like, my man's... I ain't even going to say it. No. Love it.
That's it. Hey. Wait. Actually, before I even try and goad you to say it, yeah, I want to ask you this. If you say it, would I be like, nah, that's mad? Because if I say it's mad, then you can't say it.
It ain't even that mad.
I didn't say it.
It's against what I've like me going back on myself, innit?
That's I didn't say it.
It's against what I'm preaching. But I would say the changes this year, like, once upon a time, this guy, I think his main goal was money for this club. Money only, right? I still think, don't get twisted, I still think that's his second objective. But I think his first objective right now is not getting punched in the face by Paratici. That's his first main objective, bro. They've had an effect on this man. You know what I mean? He's been walking around like he's invincible for too long. Listen, Paratici had my man hiding. He weren't speaking up. The first time I seen him put his name on a statement was when Conte left. And even that, I don't understand that. Like, what kind of run of 3 days is this? You sack your manager, you put your name at the bottom of the statement. The fans go mad. Like, why are you talking? Why are you talking again? And we've got a director of football. Like, what's happened? For 18 months, the director of football's been talking. Now you're talking. What's happened? The next day, these men go, listen, they set up StreamYard.
some Microsoft Teams video, bro.
Oh, my days.
Listen, these men came up like they was doing NSO pod, yeah, the next day to try and put my man back at the center, like Paratici's the host. And then the day after, my man sacked, bro, or not even sacked, he stepped down. But like, come on, man, it's too ridiculous. I just thought, I don't know.
It was the way it was edited as well. Like, they just randomly put in clips of Jamie Donnelly scoring a couple of goals, saying, like, hey, the Jesus, bro. And it just quickly cut, like, the editing was so.
You know what's actually mad about all of this is, Ara's right. Levy's face has been thrown to the walls here. Like, it's kind of mad. And I think I don't think Conte's got like links with the mafia, but Paratici definitely does.
Yeah, I was literally
1,000,000% does, because there's you can't run this level of you can't be doing transfer saying raw, hey, calling Barcelona and telling them. Hey, hear this, Arthur Melo. Yeah, we know he's like worth 8 million, but we're gonna give you 80 plus my man Pjanic. Yeah, you're gonna give us 60, and the other 20 million we're gonna give you in coke. You can't do them kind of things. This is real criminal activity. You can't think about what you're doing here. Yeah. Paratici is definitely running with them high-level mafia names, the Ervgardis, them kind of, you know, under the prison for like 40 life consecutive years. He's running with them, man. So Levy's like, bro, I've got to be careful here, bro. Otherwise, I'm going to get moved to. Like, there's going to be a story of me getting shanked in the stadium, bruv. Like, I got to be careful here. However, at the same time, because it's all gone tits up on the business side of things, because that was always Levy's saving grace. Any fan that defended Levy defended his business side of things for Spurs. That has gone to bits over this whole director of football thing. Yeah, it's gone absolutely to bits. So now he's got nothing to fall back on. His face is in the freaking mud. And the football's got worse. So now it's like, rah. I've seen like releases saying, this is a real crisis for Levy. Like, this is a difficult time. I'm like, yeah, it is, because he knows there's a takeover coming. He knows that. I'm dead sure he knows there's a takeover coming. When it comes, that's a different story. Yeah. But he knows that some people are putting in position to get that takeover and take over Spurs and all that kind of stuff. And he wants to be the chairman. You know why? Because it's the only way he can possibly redeem the last 23 years of his career. Because let's face it, Levy, for the most part, up until what? I don't know, 2014, maybe 2013, was considered to be doing a decent job or a good job. Probably he was even considered to be one of the best chairmen in the actual Premier League. Yeah, like other chairmen would be like, yeah, he's difficult to deal with, but he's up there with the best chairmen in terms of running a club. Over the last decade, that's gone to puts. Forget the new stadium and all of that kind of stuff. People are on to him. They're like, nah, you have run a club for this long, yeah? And freaking Birmingham City have managed to win at least one cup in that time period. Wigan have won one cup in that time period. Leicester City have won two. You've only won one in 23 years. You couldn't even go out into the market and find another player to get you over the hill. Brother, your house is stinking. Yeah. And the problem with that is, I said this about Conte last time. I said Conte is a narcissist. There's another narcissist. He's at the top of our club. Levy's a top level narcissist. But he's the kind of narcissist that I don't like. Because really and truly, he's not Triple H in it. Triple H is a narcissist, but he gets the job done. He wins titles. Yeah. Levy is not in that bracket. Levy might as well be, he's small fry, isn't it? He's Dolph Ziggler. Listen, he's them kind of man. Just Levy, a awesome.
Yeah. With Levy, I don't know if you lot have heard the latest rumor on potential replacement. So I think I put a tweet out the other day just to be like, does anyone know what director of football we could get? And no one said this in the replies, but I saw today, and if there's anyone with Spanish linguistics and I mess up the surname, my bad, but Ramon Planes. I'm going to say Planes.
One that used to work at Espanyol?
Former Espanyol, former Barca, yeah. Former Getafe, former whatever.
Yeah, Getafe, I think her name from.
And then I had no idea that this guy was apparently some sort of technical director for us in 14-15 for like a year. That was a thing. I had no idea. And that was the year, I believe. Yeah, I guess who? I mean, I don't know what level of involvement Ramon had, and I'm going to stick to the first name so I don't mess up the surname. I don't know what level of involvement Ramon had in transfers, but yeah, who do you think he signed that year?
Amen.
Eric Dier.
Don't bring you.
That's what. The thing is, that's not even the work, because Dier was all right them times. So you know what? That one, I'm gonna let it go. He didn't sign Dier now, he signed Dier then. So that one,
okay, cool.
Not too bad. But I've gone back to, and I don't know again how much
involvement he had
in the transfers. But if we now go to Barcelona, so he signed for Barcelona in 1819. He signed Malcolm from Bordeaux, who was a baller, to be fair.
We wanted him.
We did. He signed Clement Longley and Emerson Royale. And Kevin Prince Boateng.
Kevin Prince is a journeyman baller, so.
And then, let's see, 18-19. Oh, that Martin Braithwaite transfer was nasty. Like, that was actually really nasty behavior. Not even because he had to admit it.
That was weird.
But like, no, they've done Leganés so dirty with that. Can't respect it. Signed Pedri, fair enough. Frenkie de Jong, fair. Antoine Griezmann for 120 mil, and that contract was crazy. So yeah. I'm a bit concerned there. And then the year after, who did he get? He went and got, would you look at that? He was involved in the Miralem Pjanic deal. So all of this means that Levy is going to sign him.
Yeah.
So basically what we're saying is that Levy wants to be next to the fraud man.
Basically.
He wants to stand next to them. You get me? He wants to be on the night side. He wants to be known. But
Levy is moving like them girls, yeah? That in first year uni, they found out that Jermaine knew how to get like 5 Domino pizzas for free. And he's like, I like this lifestyle. I don't even need Louis, Gucci, all that. Like, I'm content with F. I like this lifestyle. This guy was literally directly involved in signing Miralem Pjanic. And how many years of refereeing incidences are Barcelona being investigated for? But now we're being linked with Ramon. Come on, like.
Why did he say Jerome? Oh, Jermaine, sorry. Why did you say Jermaine?
PTSD, man.
Huh? Nah, I'm asking B.
PTSD.
Is this universal? Because, hey, B.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Do we know the same Jermaine?
Probably.
Oh, shit.
Nah, man. I don't even like this. Look, right now, if I'm right, you see, this is the problem with business, yeah?
Sorry, wait, one second. Hey, Papa Blankson, who's the Leverkusen director of football? Who's that?
I don't even know.
Let me do my Google quickly.
I don't even know. But if I'm right, we're gonna need a team. We're the kind of team that goes for gems or tries to find gems and makes them into prospect that is a very profitable system.
True.
And if done correctly, it can be fantastic. So why not just go and get Campos? He's free.
Is he still at PSG?
No, he's gonna. He's like leaving at the end of the. If he's not left already, he's leaving at the end of this season. He's free. Just go get him. Give him that money talks. I don't understand this. I don't get it. I hate this club.
Listen, Levy is the guy. Yeah, he is the guy that doesn't want to pay resale price. That's all it is. That's what it comes down to, right?
I hear that.
He wants to enter the raffles, bro. Yeah, he wants it at the right price.
No,
that's what it is. That's what it is, bro.
Did he see who's
available?
Who's Michel Vaughn?
Is the DOF? No way.
He's not DOF.
Yeah, Spurs is like suffering, man.
What's going on here? Have I missed something? Nah.
He likes suffering.
He does. I think he's already on the new... Wait, he offered to be on the new coaching team, didn't he?
Who?
Michel Vaughn.
He
was doing the whole Mbappe meme. Like, yeah, I'll be there no matter what. But I don't know if the offer actually came in.
For where? For which club?
Spurs.
Nah, stop that, man. You gotta have some pride in your life. Why has he done that? Why has he made himself... We don't like him. What? I don't understand this. Why would you want to stay somewhere where you're not liked? Are you all right, bruv?
Ghost of Hans Sagers or something. I don't even know. Boy, I'm not even sure what else to say now. Like, obviously, we've got a game on Monday.
Oh, yeah. That's football.
No way to really preview that. Other than we've got a new coaching setup, assistant manager in charge of Mace. Who knows if Stellini is going to be on WhatsApp to Conte during the whole game, or if Mace is going to help bring in a friend or two to change something. I'm not even sure if we've got any left backs, so
we ain't.
That'll be interesting.
We ain't got a left back. Davis is going to play left back. Well, we ain't going to a 4-3-3. Everybody rule that out. We're going to play three at the back. Davis is going wing back. Son is going to start again. Højbjerg is starting again.
Yes, Stellini said these 10 games are cup finals. He's fucked it.
Well, then we're going to lose all 10. we haven't won a final in 15 years. Like, come on, stop this.
Okay, yeah, to be fair, the director of football who hadn't been named yet to my knowledge, but he's just left and wants a club with money, well, a bit more money. He signed Henkape, Wirtz, Tapsoba, and that winger they have. Very vague, but fair enough. Is it Moussa Diaby? Fair enough, though. And Campos is not leaving. Him and Mbappe are tied together. I don't know about that.
If Campos leaves, and Mbappe says, I'm gone.
Mbappe signed a death row contract, bro.
Mbappe's got some power, bro. Real power. And you know what I fear the most? Obviously, Mbappe's got power, but Mbappe's a baller. So Mbappe's going to be like, yo, listen, I'm here for Styles P. Yeah, man, we're going to go out there, kick some real ball, entertain and win cups. If Spurs try to give Kane that same death row contract, we're finished. We are finished. That guy's going to be like, yeah, I think we should keep Højbjerg again. Bring back Winks. We could go somewhere. What a crap mentality player he is. I don't want nobody to come tell me, look at his goal record. He's a great striker. I couldn't give a flying crap, bro. He can't entertain nothing. This guy has infuriated me. How can you have such a high level of individual accolades and yet when it's repping time, dip, set. You ain't got no Joel Santana in you. None. What kind of nonsense is this? Huh? Why? Why me? What did I do wrong in my life to have to suffer with my eyes for a club like this? What did I do wrong? If God can tell me now, I will apologize. I promise you I'll do it on live TV. I'll apologize immediately. If somebody could tell me what I did wrong, you have to suffer. What do you mean we have a striker with this amount of goals and there has been no trophies? He's gone to 3 finals with us. And I've not seen an armpit. I've not seen one freaking armpit. Not one. How?
This is an interesting question. What player on our team would be a good director of football? I think Romero or Son would be. I can't lie. I think Romero probably wouldn't be that bad. I think Son would be terrible.
Now, Papa's taking the piss with Son because
yeah, I think
Son is a crybaby. Son is not allowed to have that level of power, bro. What's he going to do? Oh, I didn't get the player and go off into a corner and cry while counting grains of rice. Come on. We got to be serious here, man. I'm not having Son. You know who would be a great director of football? It's going to shock everyone.
Go on.
Wait. Should I say it?
Go on.
Bentancur.
I was thinking Bentancur.
I was thinking Bentancur.
I know people would say Højbjerg, but Højbjerg is a gasser. He talks a good game. Delivers nothing. In fact, Højbjerg would be a fantastic chairman. He'd be like Levy. Great at business, terrible at football.
Most likely. Scores on the doors for Everton.
We're losing. I haven't said we're going to win a game in like 2 months. We are losing, bro.
I don't want to lose to Everton, you know. I don't respect Everton enough.
Sean Dice is there. We're losing 2-1.
We ain't beat them away since 2018.
Oh my god. What?
I don't want to lose to Everton, man.
We haven't beaten them away since 2018.
Yeah, they haven't lost. I think they lost to Arsenal this month, March the 1st. And then they beat Brentford 1-0, drew 2-2 with Chelsea, and there was another game, I think. But they haven't lost in 3.
We're not beating them. We're gonna lose. Now that I know that, we're gonna lose 3-1. Comfy.
Well, no new manager bounce back, no?
No new manager bounce back. That's nasty that you did that. We're going to lose 3-1. People are going to be like, nobody created for Kane, but Kane was getting hemmed up by Yerry Mina. Think about what I'm saying here, bro.
Yeah, we're going to get palmed.
We're going to get slapped up. We're losing that game. But listen,
I think we'll lose 2-1. But we'll only score a pen.
I'm giving you guys my final lead position. I think we finish sixth.
Woof. What, Newcastle and Chelsea jumping us, yeah.
I think Brighton finish ahead of us.
Fair. Oh, yeah. Spurs fans, please stop with this. Oh, we need to go get De Zerbi. Why the fuck would De Zerbi come to us? Like, why?
We paid big money, you know. The kind of money we gave Conte, I don't feel like anyone should be turning us down if they're getting that money.
What did we give Conte again?
15, double eight. What he got at Chelsea.
We gave him double what?
Double what he got at Chelsea still.
What?
As in the wage, though, not the payout. I don't mean the payout. But his payout is probably double what he got at Chelsea as well, to be honest.
Anyway,
obviously it's football inflation, isn't it? There's football inflation, but I'm just saying the number is double.
How can it be? What's going on? Fit, bro, double? Nah, man, we are a dirty piece of crap.
We're the highest paying club for a manager in the league.
Yeah, we probably are. How can we imagine that we pay our managers high? Our arguably best player is on 200k, which everyone's like, that's cheap. Okay, cool, bruv, whatever. I mean, if I gave you 200k a week, you would turn around and sell me as cheap. But it's cool, innit? Whatever, bruv. It's nice, innit? 200k plus bonuses. And we scrimp over 3 or 4 million in transfers. Nah, man. Ugh, we're going to suffer for the next decade.
A calm note to end on, I think. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Shout out to those who have been watching in the comments as well, feeding in questions and general input. Scott Hall, HBK, Macho Man, it's been a pleasure. As for now, new Spurs order. All right, peace.
Peace.
On debut, Tunde Ndombele has scored the equaliser for Spurs. Lucas Moura clips it. A great goal! Stephen Bergwijn has arrived in North London! That is absolutely incredible on debut! Aurier!
Sports Social Podcast Network.